While warning of destructiveness of vanity, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, even if you do not commit a sin, but for you I fear a greater offense than a sin, that is ujub, meaning vanity. In this blessed statement, he declared vanity as an extremely major sin, and it is necessary for a Muslim to avoid every apparent and hidden sin. Allah Almighty has said in the Quran, part 8, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 120, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه. Translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, and give up open and hidden sins, O devotees of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the above mentioned commentary, vanity has also been stated in the description of sins. Vanity is known as ujub in Arabic. In the 352-page book of Maktabatul Madina, Batini Bimariyon Ki Ma'lumat, the following definition of ujub, vanity, is written on page number 36 and 37. What does it say? Let's listen. Attributing one's brilliance, meaning knowledge, good deeds, or wealth, to oneself, and not being afraid that it would be lost, it is as though a vain person forgets to attribute the bounty to the real grantor of the bounty, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means considering the bounty granted, for example, health or beauty and knowledge, or a good voice or designation, etc., one's own achievement, and forgetting that all of this is the bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He may also take back the brilliance given or the virtue. Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad Ghazali rahimahullah has written, the one who considers himself to be possessing brilliance through knowledge, action and wealth, he has two conditions. One of them is that he is afraid of losing that brilliance, and he is afraid of the fact that some change will occur to that virtue or it will cease to exist entirely. So such person is not vain. The second condition is that he's not afraid of its reduction or loss. Rather, he is content and happy with the fact that Allah Almighty has granted him this bounty, and it is though no feat of his own. This is not vanity either. See, vanity is when a person says that all of this knowledge is because of me, all of this wealth is because of me. He does not give the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the person who shows vanity, there is a condition. What is that? Let's listen. He is not afraid of the loss or reduction of that brilliance. Rather, he is content and happy with it. And the cause of that happiness is that this brilliance is a bounty, blessing, and success. He is not happy because this is a bestowment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the reason for this person's vanity is that he considers it as his own virtue and his own brilliance. He does not consider it Allah Almighty's bestowment and blessing. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is a very, very, very dangerous act. This is a sin which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very displeased from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from vanity. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.